KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. And on this show, all things healthcare. We begin as California continues to lead the quote-unquote resistance to the Republican agenda, this time to healthcare. And while Senate Republicans are delaying a vote on their plan to dismantle Obamacare until after July 4th, California's Democrats say supporters should take no holiday from their protests. Here's KQED's Carrie Feibel.
Early Tuesday, Governor Jerry Brown condemned the bill for its huge cuts to Medi-Cal. He said when you don't take care of low-income people, there are ripple effects throughout society.
There's no doubt this bill will exacerbate homelessness, crime, the kinds of people who really need help and are getting it under the Medi-Cal program.
Senator Dianne Feinstein said Congress needs to work on improving health care, not taking it away.
I've always believed there are a couple of things that maybe should be fixed in Obamacare, but the basic bill is a good bill. It has worked. But our strategy is to defeat this solidly.
Senators are taking next week off and will return on July 10th. For the California Report, I'm Carrie Feibel.
Now, despite California's status as a Democratic stronghold, keep in mind there are some 5 million people registered as Republicans in our state, meaning there are more registered Republicans in California than people who actually cast a vote this past election for Donald Trump in Texas. And yet, in these deep Republican areas of our state, many have benefited from the Democratic Health Program. KQED's April Domboski reports.
Modot County is roughly the size of Connecticut, and it only has one stoplight. Greta Elliott runs a tiny health clinic on the edge of the National Forest, and she says rural doesn't begin to describe the area. This is frontier.
There are more cows in Modoc than there are people.
There's a frontier mentality, too. People take care of each other, and they take care of themselves. They don't like being told what to do. Being forced to buy insurance made Obamacare a dirty word. Even Elliot, the head of a health clinic, decided against buying coverage for herself.
It's too expensive. I choose to put my money back into paying the bills of the whole family.
Overall, the law helped 25,000 people in far northern California buy plans through Covered California. But it helped three times as many people enroll in Medi-Cal. Dean Germano is head of the Shasta Community Health Center.
The data shows it's the rural communities that have greatly benefited from the Medicaid expansion. That's the irony.
Now clinics in the northeast corner of the state are lobbying local officials to take an unpopular position in this conservative land, defend Obamacare. Germano was shocked when the right-leaning Shasta County Board of Supervisors took it on.
And we thought, whoa, that is really bold.
One of the supervisors, David Kehoe, asked the local Republican congressman to reject the repeal and replace bill because it would hurt local people.
We have an obligation to say something. And if it may be mildly offensive from a political standpoint for some, well, we're not going to be intimidated by politics.
But the congressman, Doug LaMalfa, still voted in favor of dismantling Obamacare. When clinic staff met with his staff, they were told the people calling the congressman were middle-income folks complaining about expensive premiums. But poor folks on Medi-Cal weren't calling to say how much they appreciate the program. In fact, clinics struggled getting people to sign up.
They feel like it's a handout and they're too proud. They don't want to.
One way enrollment counselors like Carol Morris get around this, they don't call it Medi-Cal. Instead, they promote the name of the insurer that manages Medi-Cal here. People get a card for Partnership Health Plan and don't realize they're covered by a government program.
It feels like it's more of an insurance, just like a laminated, then it's got your numbers. It just looks exactly like an insurance card.
Patient Kay Roop knew she had Medi-Cal, and she liked it.
Yeah, it did me good. They did good.
Now she has a plan through Covered California, and she likes that too.
It's okay. Because I'm the doctor's at least once a month.
But when I ask her what she thinks of Obamacare overall, she says she doesn't like it.
I don't like Obamacare.
You don't like Obamacare?
No.
How come?
Because of Obama himself. Rest my case.
Carol Morris says the contradictions and the confusion are common.
People just don't understand the different names, but it's, of course, it's the same thing.
Morris has seen the difference Obamacare has made. She's seen patients get treatment for diabetes, breast cancer, and knee surgery that they otherwise wouldn't have gotten. The patients won't fight for Obamacare, but Morris says that's why the clinics have to. For the California Report, I'm April Dymbosky.
Support for the California Report comes from Robotham International, providing strategic tax, accounting, and business advisory services to global families, entrepreneurs, and venture-backed companies. Robotham.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org.
Today in the San Diego Union-Tribune, there's a story out about a spike in fentanyl use and trafficking in San Diego County. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is used to treat pain in terminal patients. Unfortunately, as we're seeing in San Diego County and across the country, it's being used recreationally, and that use is killing people. It's easy to overdose on. A small amount can kill a grown adult. Its most famous victim has been Prince, who died after using the drug last year. East County, San Diego, has long been California's canary in the coal mine when it comes to illegal drug use. The mismatch of track and trailer homes, high money, and big problems led to a meth epidemic for many years. In fact, it was designated as the meth capital of the world by the media in the mid-80s. Now, the adult child of a longtime East County, San Diego politician has been indicted in one of the largest fentanyl seizures in the country's history. It happened, actually, in my hometown of Lemon Grove. Another way to think of San Diego's fentanyl crisis, according to the Union Tribune, from October through May, fentanyl seizures totaled more than 250 pounds at the U.S.-Mexican border, with nearly 190 of those coming in the San Diego sector. You can read about the new worry over fentanyl by going to my Twitter feed. I'm at JohnLGC. And that's the California Report for Wednesday, June 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.